The Refreshment Club, electrically transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Here we are, back on the air for our daily meeting of the Refreshment Club. And I know that Don McNeil, our sparkling master of ceremonies, has bright things in store for us again today. Good music, good songs, and good fun. Your host, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, invites you one and all to join in our festivities. Remember, we're here to entertain you at this time every day, Mondays through Fridays. So, on with the show. The Refreshment Club will come to order, and we begin with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Here I be.
Helen Jane Belke.
Yes, sir.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil himself.
Hello.
All here. You take the meeting, Don.
All right, and I guess you know by now that we always start out with our little daily ritual together. All right, get the glasses. Drop in the eye. Open the bottles. That's it. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now, refresh yourself. Yes, sir, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. And here's Walter Blaufuss greeting for and coming at you. I guess I called you Walter Blaufuss there. I'm sorry, I left off the fuss. You can have that at home, do I? Yeah, just... All right, Clark Dennis, step forward here, are you?
Hello, Donald.
Oh, Donald this morning. All right. Clark, old. Listen, how long does this number of yours take that you're going to do? Do you know, Bob?
Well, gee whiz, I don't know.
Don't know exactly.
No.
Mind if I tell you a little story about that?
Yeah, you tell me.
Well, sir, a minister was visiting in the country one time, and he was awakened very early one morning to the tune of Rock of Ages, see? And when he went down for breakfast, he said, Sister Sarah, he said this practically without dialect, he said, Sister Sarah, you must be an exceptionally good religious woman, singing so early in the morning and knowing all the verses of that wonderful old hymn. Sister Sarah laughed, yeah. She said, I'll just have to tell you, she said, I don't have a clock in the kitchen, and it takes Rock of Ages sung twice for soft-boiled eggs and four times for hard-boiled eggs. You don't know how long this number of years takes, huh?
No, about six boiled eggs.
All right, listeners, scramble some eggs. Clark's going to sing.
You can. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing, if it can never be. Pity me, for you were born to be kissed. I can't resist.
Clark. Grand. Well, Ralph Smith and his xylophone are on deck here today. Ralph is our refreshment clubber who has all these pets at home. Ralph's got a house full of stuff. He's got cats and dogs and mice and canaries and everything else living at home with his Smith. Here, boys, quiet. Yes, they all know what a canary sounds like. It was Ralph himself who invented a canary cage without a perch in it for tired canaries with flat feet. He never did get very far with it. Ralph has a dog at home, too. It was the funniest thing. He took the dog to a veterinary one time, and the veterinary treated the dog almost a year for mange. Then he found out it was a Mexican hairless. Ralph, what is this number today, you know?
Buffoon, Don.
Oh, that's an animal you find in the zoo. A buffoon, yes. Smith, doing a buffoon ascension for you. Well, here's Helen Jane Belkey, our freshman club honey. Helen Jane, what are you going to sing?
Well, I'm going to sing A Woman's Got a Right to Change Her Mind, Don. Uh-huh.
You're telling me.
Uh-huh.
I saw a woman the other day in a department store, and she said, the clerk said, do you return the money when an article isn't satisfactory? The clerk said, well, that depends on the article. The woman said, well, this particular article is a book. Clerk said, what's the matter with it? Woman said, I didn't like the way it ended. Think a woman's right? Huh? That isn't so good. No.
No, I don't like that one. Try again.
Try again? All right. Yeah. All right, here, I know what I'll do. Do you mind if I read this little note that you gave me before? Don't tell me you don't remember giving me a note now.
Yes, I remember giving you a note. Go right ahead.
It'll destroy the entire continuity.
I know it. Go ahead.
All right. Helen gave me this little note. A boy wrote it to her. It said, Dear Helen, pardon me, but I'm getting so forgetful. I proposed to you last night, but really don't remember whether you said yes or no. Helen wrote back, said, Dear Eddie, so glad to hear from you. I remember I said no to someone last night, but I've forgotten who it was. It's all
very
right.
Very good. I wish I were that clever.
Say, you wrote this, didn't you? A woman's got a right to change her mind.
All my life I've waited for just one man that I'd adore, and he came along one day. Oh, he promised everything, everything that love would bring. But sorry to say, it didn't turn out that way. I'm heading for a rainy season. I left the man I love behind. I didn't even stop to reason for a woman's got a right to change her mind. The man who promised to be faithful turned out to be the other kind. And though I thought I'd never leave him, well, a woman's got a right to change her mind. But I'll be wanting him, no matter where he may be. And I'll be haunting him, till he comes back to me. And if he ever says, forgive me, I'm only human, he will find. For after all, I'm just a woman, man. A woman's got a right to change her mind.
Very cute, Helen Jane. Now presenting that famous philosopher and product of the great universities, who solves all problems at the heart, as only he can, Elmer!
Ah! Hello, everybody.
Elmer, are you ready to answer a letter today?
Me veins is pulsing with the thrill of it all.
Okay. Here's a letter from a woman whose husband is a musician.
That's too bad. But did it specify in the missive whether he was a hot or a legit man? Them are the fine points that I make my decisions upon.
Wait a minute, dear. She says her husband works in an orchestra half the night and consequently comes home and sleeps all day. In spite of the fact that he's gaining weight, she wants you to tell her how she can keep him awake in the daytime.
Why, it's a relatively simple matter of the diet. When he gets home at 3 or 4 o'clock in the a.m., have a nice hot dinner ready for him. As a suggested menu, I'd say, for an appetizer, feed him, firstly, a dish of ice cream and a jumbo vinegar pickle. Nextly, bring him another pickle and a fair portion of ice cream. Thirdly, after that, give him, I would suggest, a cheese like fromage or petit de fouille grass. And try real hard not to get any of the fouille on him. Fourthly, then put some real honest-to-goodness pomme de terre, as they will help to tear down his snoring valve. Fifthly, then boil him a half a dozen oives. Your neighborhood grocer carries them. And if they can't be obtained, boil him a half a dozen 60-minute eggs. If he prefers coffee, make him tea. Then when he opens his vest, that's a cue for you to chuck the bed out of the window. He won't have any use for it anymore, as he's embalmed but don't know it. And by the way, say hello to his family doctor for me.
Thank you, Al.
So long, Charlie.
That's okay. Quiet, boys. Quiet. Now we've got to get back to work here. Walter Boffus and all the boys are going to play Yoo-Hoo for you.
No, Don, it's Wahoo.
Well, this is not so much for Wahoo are in the studio as for you who are listening. Woo! Okay, and here's our recording secretary, Bob Denton, to read the minutes of today's meeting. Bob, the floor is yours.
Many of you listening to this program of the Refreshment Club regularly enjoy the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola away from home. But has it occurred to you that you can enjoy the same refreshing pause at home? You can by keeping a supply of bottled Coca-Cola in your own refrigerator. The pause that refreshes with a cold and frosty bottle of Coca-Cola is so welcome in the midst of household tasks. The dishes that have to be washed, the tedious jobs of sewing that pile up, the planning of meals and the marketing and many other duties. A break in housework for an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola means a fresh start and a cheerier outlook. Get a supply of Coca-Cola today. Chill the bottles thoroughly in your refrigerator. Everybody likes Coca-Cola best ice-cold. Try it, and you will agree that refreshment properly begins at home. Coca-Cola is easy to get in the handy family carton containing six delicious bottles. The carton is easy to carry home and inexpensive, too. Back to you, Don.
All right, and we have another of Walter Blouse's own compositions for you today. It's an old favorite. Clark Dennis is going to sing it. Remember, your eyes have told me so.
I know my lips have never met your lips in sweet caress. Your hand has never touched my hand with thrilling tenderness. You never spoke of love to me, and still somehow I know. For love has made me wondrous wise. Your eyes have told me so. I saw your eyes, your wonderful eyes, with love, light, and tenderness beaming. They thrilled me through. Filled me too with wonderful dreams. I am dreaming. No need to speak, no more shall I see, for my heart has taught me that.
Memory Time on the Refreshment Club. Let us refresh your memories with Home Sweet Home. It was in 1852 that an American sojourning in Tunis, Algeria, passed away. His few friends and acquaintances carried his mortal remains outside the little city and buried them in the sands of the desert. Many years later, a United States battleship sailed under orders of the State and Navy Departments to the port. American sailors went ashore and with tender hands bore the casket aboard the battleship. The flag was lowered to half-mast, and the boat set sail for New York. The flags of all ships in the harbor were at half-mast when the boat arrived, and there was a solemn stillness when it anchored. The casket, draped with the American flag and attended by a special guard of honor, was placed aboard a special train for the city of Washington. The train had all the trappings of mourning, and people along the way stood with bared heads as it passed. The flag-draped casket was borne down historic Pennsylvania Avenue in a procession made up of government dignitaries. Tens of thousands of citizens and school children with bare heads lined the avenue as a procession led by John Philip Sousa's band with muffled drums bore the remains of that American citizen to a final resting place in his native soil. And such was the homage of the American people, not to a fallen army hero, nor to a high naval officer, nor to a great explorer, but it was the sincere expression of a grateful people to the man who had caught the great vision of the American people, the man who had written Home, Sweet Home, John Howard Payne. All right, now let us change your mood for you, if we may. Helen Jane Belkey. It was enough to change anyone's mood. Helen, did I ever tell you my little story about the bishop?
No, you didn't, Don.
The reason I thought of this was because of your guess who. That's what you're going to sing, isn't it?
That's right.
Guess who, yeah. Well, it seems that a very well-known bishop was very fond of children, and one night he set out to attend a party given by children, for children, see, just supposed to be kids there. So he came to the door and he said to the maid, "Don't announce me," he said. So he left his hat and coat in the hall, see, and he opened the living room door, and he could hear a buzz of voices, so he knew there was company there. So he dropped on his hands and knees, see? And he entered, making strange noises, like a horse neighing, see? All of a sudden, he was aware of very dead silence, and he looked up, and he found the guests assembled for dinner, looking at him with surprise, not unmixed with alarm. It seems that the children's party was next door, see? How'd you like that? Come crawling in like that? That always amused me, because I like games. I like these kid games, see? So, seeing you're going to sing Guess Who, which reminds me of a game, put down the baton, Walter. I'll get to you later. Take it easy here for a while.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The game called Guess Who. I've got a little game here. This is called Knight and Ladies. You're going to play this too, Walter. We only got one lady here, so you'll have to be a lady for the occasion. Clark and I are each going to eat a cracker. Get out the cracker, Clark.
Yeah, man.
All right. Get out the cracker, and we each eat a cracker, and then we, as we're eating the cracker, we each whistle a tune. And the two ladies are supposed to guess what their knights are whistling while eating crackers, see? So the two ladies, Walter and Helen Jane. Well, so just a game, Walter, just a game.
Sure.
All right, come on, eat your cracker now, Clark, quick.
All right, man.
All right. I'll whistle too, Clark.
You whistle.
Huh?
All right.
Well, I think that's a sextet from Lucia de Lammermoor, isn't it?
What a child you are.
Ill Calador, because it sounds sick.
You whistle something, Clark.
Oh, I whistle.
Oh, yeah.
That what sounds only one word to describe
huh?
That.
What does it sound like?
Terrible.
Get listen.
Oh, that's Wahoo.
Ah. Huh? I got it. It was Wahoo.
Oh, no.
That's how it was like. She gets it.
No,
big, yeah.
Somebody thrills to the skies when she looks in your eyes. Guess who? guess who? Somebody longs to be part of the song in your heart. Guess who? Guess who? Whose heart is sure to melt like butter the moment that you water. I do. I do. Oh, it's as plain as can be that the someone is me. So you don't have to guess who. Somebody thrills to the skies when she looks in your eyes. Guess who? Guess who? Somebody longs to be part of the song in your heart. Guess who? Guess who? Whose heart is sure to melt like butter the moment that you utter. I do. I do. Oh, it's as plain as can be that the someone is me. So you don't have to guess who.
Boy, a good cracker. I call for a hot chocolate. Water. Water. Hot last number you heard was Hot Chocolate Soldiers. Crackers all eaten now. And so endeth the meeting of the Refreshment Club for today. Be sure to attend tomorrow's meeting when you'll hear Helen Jane Belkey, Clark Dennis, the Cadets, Jack Rose and his guitar, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, and of course yours truly. This is Don McNeil saying so long until this time tomorrow. And until then, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.